After the January 6th insurrection, political watchers have become increasingly worried about threats to American democracy. That includes our next guest, who says he's worried about authoritarian trends in the U.S. In his new book, he argues the solution won't be found in more polarization. He says we need to go back to small R Republican values like popular sovereignty, the Commonwealth, and civic virtue. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do those ideas mean to you? If you feel disengaged from politics, what led you there? What in your mind is to blame for that? Do you think we need more civics education in our schools? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Gary Hart is a former Democratic U.S. Senator from Colorado. His new book is The American Republic Can Save American Democracy. Senator Hart, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to join you.
Senator Hart, how worried are you about the future of our republic?
I guess it depends on which newscast I listen to, but there are serious problems going on in our country, and we have to recognize them. And some of us are trying to figure out why the structure of our government, starting 250 years ago, leads to this dilemma or can solve it. And what I've been looking at, instead of just decrying the decline of democracy, is suggesting a way in which we can recover it. And it has to do with the dilemma our founders confronted 250 years ago between whether we are a republic or a democracy.
Some of those founders settled on the phrase a democratic republic. Can you help us understand what that means? How are we a democracy and republic at the same time?
They had this problem themselves, among themselves, in drafting the U.S. Constitution in Philadelphia. And it turns out the Northerners, particularly Hamilton, John Adams, and a few others, wanted us to declare ourselves simply a democracy. And the Virginians, led by Thomas Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe that followed, wanted us to be a democracy, but also a republic. And they resolved the matter by Jefferson himself declaring in the debate, we are a democratic republic. Now, to make this make any sense to your very knowledgeable listeners, let's begin with the idea that in 4,400 BC, Rome, the Romans declared themselves a republic. About the same time, 400 BC, the Greeks declared themselves a democracy. It turns out the central theme of both systems was the same. And it's two words, popular sovereignty. No autocrat, no king, no single individual in charge of the politics. The people themselves govern. Now, that sounds pretty simple, but right now it's not operating that way. So that's point number one. Point number two is they both believed in what they quaintly called civic virtue. That is to say, each citizen in either a democracy or a republic had the responsibility to participate in the decisions affecting their lives. And this is what my long essay, short book, argues. What's missing in America in the 21st century is the sense of what they called civic virtue, and today we would call citizen duty or citizen responsibility.
We're talking to former Senator...
We have been through a century of rights.
We're talking to former Senator Gary Hart, author of the book, The American Republic Can Save American Democracy. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or questions. Senator Hart, I'm sorry I talked over you there. How can we bring back that concept of civic virtue that you were just talking about?
Well, I grew up in a small town in eastern Colorado, in eastern Kansas. And in the eighth grade, a required course was called civics. So I would think the first step is the public education system, giving to each student across this country the idea of what the Constitution is and what it says, what the party system says and how it works, and why we all have a duty to participate in the political process.
How do we reinvent that sense of duty, not just for the kids? I mean, civics classes could help do that, but we got a lot of grown-ups out there. How can we as citizens reclaim that sense of civic duty and civic virtue?
The first lesson is vote. We promote ourselves throughout the world as the leading democracy in the world. Follow us. 60 to 65% of free Americans do not vote, but the rest, a third of Americans, do not vote. So what is it we're selling to Asia and Africa and Latin America when we ourselves do not follow our own system? So vote. Second, follow the news. Don't just listen to Fox News on one side or NBC on the other. Listen to all sides, discuss with your neighbors, and make your own decisions. Don't let some hotshot in Fox News tell you how to vote. Make up your own minds. And then finally, as a family, talk to your children over the dinner table about what this country means and how they are going to need to protect it.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Tim is with us in Hollandale. Tim, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'd have to say money. The money's been poisoning politics since it's gotten in there. I think we've all seen the votes go towards, you know, special interest groups. So that's a big chunk of it, I think.
Tim, thanks for the call. Senator Hart, Tim worried about the influence of money in politics, and you are too. You write about that in your essay.
Give me 30 minutes to talk about that. When I first ran for the Senate, never having run for office before, in 1974, I had a contest for the Democratic nomination with six other Democrats. And then, having got the nomination to run against a two-term wealthy Republican incumbent, my entire campaign cost $375,000. My dear friend, Michael Bennett, one of the best senators in the Congress of the United States, reminds me a lot of Gaylord Nelson, is going to spend, as other candidates are, somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 million. The caller is absolutely right. Now, who benefits from that? I have to say it, and I can say it on public radio. The networks, the television and radio networks, benefit from these tens and hundreds of millions of dollars spent on political advertising. This is a crime. It shouldn't happen.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Gary Hart, former Democratic U.S. Senator from Colorado, with us today to talk about his new book, The American Republic Can Save American Democracy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about his concerns about money in politics? Are there changes you'd like to see? How about civics education getting more emphasis in our schools? Do you, when you look at the future of our Democratic Republic in this United States, do you feel hope, dread, a little of both? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with former U.S. Senator Gary Hart from Colorado about his new book, The American Republic Can Save American Democracy. Let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Kathleen is with us in Madison. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. My comment is that we don't seem to have a democracy. The people don't have a voice. I mean, we vote for a representative, but it seems like the parties are in control. If the representative that we elect don't vote the way they want, the party wants them to, there are consequences. For example, Liz Cheney was stripped by the Republican Party of her responsibilities because she didn't vote the way they wanted her to.
Kathleen, thanks for the call. Senator Hart, Kathleen says the parties have too much power. The voters get left out.
Well, can I offer the simple answer, which is, I think Will Rogers, Democratic Party, is not an organized party. It is a whole bunch of individuals. So I think the Democratic Party offers much less domination of its candidates than its opponents. Now, the control, in following up on the previous call, has to do with money. So wealthy contributors, corporations included, thanks to the Supreme Court, call up, have a middle level executive call up the Democratic Party and say, we want good relations with your party. Who should we contribute to? So that goes on. It goes on to a higher level in the other party. It's much more organized, much more focused on specific issues and specific votes. But that's a separate issue to discuss.
Thanks for the call, Kathleen. Louis joins us now in Ocado. Louis, hello.
Yes, Mr. Hart, thank you for the program and being a guest. What I'd like to say, and if you have any comments, is that I think we also need to teach critical thinking in the school, starting in the elementary and going on up through high school and college, if you go that far. And also, I think that the voters should punish the party that is putting out disingenuous ads, that you can see that ad doesn't make sense, whether it be gas prices that are held on the world stage or inflation and that thing, which is a world problem. So I hope people get out and vote to show their support for the candidate that has the truthful message.
Louis, thanks for the call. A couple of things there, Senator Hart. First of all, Louis says we need more focus in schools and elsewhere on critical thinking and evaluating truth and falsehood.
Well, why earlier discussed education in the public schools about civics, not politics, civics, meaning what it means to be a citizen in a democracy, a democratic democracy. But the caller is exactly right.
Louis, thanks for the call. Louis also says we don't really have a system, or he hopes voters will punish candidates who make misleading ads and misleading claims. Does that happen, or do we just pick a side these days, Senator Hart?
No, there's there's so much going on in both commercial and the public networks about who voted which way, that there is more than enough information to provide voters in Wisconsin or Colorado or anywhere else what their elected officials are doing or what their candidates are proposing. So if there's an enemy here, and I don't think it's an enemy, it is social media, which has fallen in the hands of highly partisan organizations that devote their listeners and viewers to their agenda. And we've got to get out of that. We've got individual Americans are smart enough, intelligent enough to make their own decisions. Don't vote the way Fox News tells you, or for that matter, MSNBC. Find the facts. Find the information, and don't just tune in 5 minutes to your favorite channel.
We're talking to Senator Gary Hart, longtime Senator Gary Hart. His new book is The American Republic Can Save American Democracy. Senator Hart, you mentioned the Roman Republic, the Greek democracies. Rome ended up with an emperor. Many of those Greek democratic city-states ended up with autocrats. What is it that people living in popular sovereignty governments see appealing about a single leader, an authoritarian leader? Why do they want that sometimes?
The central question is participation. The more Americans participate, not just in national politics, but state politics and local politics, the more they gain control over powerful interests, heavily financed powerful interests. So I can't stress enough the need to participate and the duty, let me underscore, duty to participate. The more American people let others make their decisions for them, the more this country is going to be in trouble.
Time for one more caller. Jim is with us in Madison. Jim, hello.
Hi. Now, what you were just saying about participation, we can participate in choosing from the menu, but I believe we have to have more transparency on what happens backstage in making up the menu.
Jim, thanks for the call. Jim wants to see more transparency from our politicians, Senator Hart, I think while they're running and maybe while they're serving in office.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to respond, but there has been more, quote, scrutiny of politicians than ever before, but it has been much more partisan. Fox News scrutinizing Democrats, trash them. Maybe NBC, I don't know, scrutinize right-wing Republicans. Maybe it's their reports are factual, and I believe they are. But it's up to individuals to know. The point is, there is so much more information now than ever before, and as it faces an increasing obligation on individual voters in Wisconsin and Colorado to find out how much what they're learning is true and not true. There is a volume of falsehoods being propagated to the American people every day. And it means that duties of being a citizen are even more important.
Senator Hart, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to Gary Hart, former Democratic U.S. Senator from Colorado. He was with us today to talk about his new book. It's called The American Republic Can Save American Democracy.